This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
In Argentina, voters are deciding on who they think is best for the economy. Hello, and you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report, live from the BBC World Service. I'm Leanna Byrne. A very good morning to you. Argentines will choose a new president on Sunday, and at the centre of the campaign is the economy. There are two candidates, and it looks like the result will be close. The BBC's Gideon Long has lived and worked in South America. Hello, Gideon.
Hey there.
Gideon, tell us about the problems with the economy at the moment in Argentina.
Well, I'd say the main problem is the inflation rate, which is currently running at about 140% and has been climbing steadily. That makes it very difficult for businesses to operate. The other big problem that companies complain about is having two different exchange rates. The official one is worth around 350 pesos to the dollar, but that doesn't really reflect reality. The unofficial rate, which is a much more reliable gauge of what the peso is really worth, puts it at about 950 pesos to the dollar. Also, a very heavy tax burden for companies, a lot of state subsidies and lots of restrictions on imports. I've been speaking to Patricia Ortiz. She's a winemaker in Mendoza in the west of the country, and I asked her what she wanted from the next government.
Control of inflation is something that we really need. Having just one exchange rate so we can know how we can invest. And of course, look all the taxes and see what makes sense and what makes nonsense.
So who are the two candidates and what are their solutions to these problems?
So one of the two is Sergio Massa. He's the current economy minister. He has a lot of experience in government. He's been president of Congress, head of cabinet. He's been a mayor and he's run for the presidency before. The other candidate is Gabriel Milei, who describes himself as an anarcho-capitalist. He wants to get rid of half of the ministries to cut back on spending. He says he wants to cut government spending by around 15%. He wants to ditch the peso. He says that basically people shouldn't necessarily have to use the dollar, but he wants to introduce currency freedom, as he describes it, so they can use whatever currency they like. And he wants to muzzle the central bank. He wants to keep the central bank, but he wants to strip it of its abilities to print money. I spoke to Diana Mondino. She's Mr. Milei's senior economic advisor.
You have to remember we have 70 years of inflation. So people just hate the central bank. About a year ago, interest rate was 70%. Now the central bank says it's 300%. So whatever loan you have, now you're paying three times more. People hate the central bank for that.
Well, Gideon, I'm sure you'll keep an eye on this for us. Gideon Long, thank you so much for joining us in Marketplace.
Thank you.
Now, let's do the numbers. Shares in the Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba plummeted and closed down 10% after it axed plans to spin off its cloud computing unit and paused a push to list its grocery chain. Meanwhile, European stocks are up as investors await the release of the region's inflation data. Now, there's been a lot of talk about the role of artificial intelligence in music like this. Now that's from a company called Stability AI, generated from keywords like trance, Ibiza, sun and 4am. But now the head of audio at the company, Ed Newton Rex, has quit over its willingness to use copyrighted material without consent. The BBC's Zoe Kleinman has more.
The world's most popular AI products are built using vast amounts of data, much of which is taken en masse from the internet and includes copyrighted content. Many AI developers don't ask anybody's permission, arguing that it's acceptable for them to do this under the fair use exemption in copyright law. But Ed Newton Rex, himself a choral composer, disagrees so much that he's now resigned from his job. He says it's exploitative to use people's work to create something that will either replicate it or even replace it altogether without actively involving them.
Zoe Kleinman reporting. Shoplifting around the world has been on the increase. The British Retail Consortium, which represents shop owners, says this type of theft cost the industry $1.2 billion last year. I've been speaking to Matthew Hunt, who runs the Philco chain of supermarkets in Wales.
Well, we're a local store, so we appeal mostly to the consumers in the direct catchment of the store.
Have you seen an increase in theft in your supermarkets?
Unfortunately, we have, and it's been significant. Since around August of this year, we've seen that jump. You're talking about nearly 400-500%.
And are you able to put a number on that in terms of like how that hits your profits?
Absolutely. You're getting to around 1% of turnover as a shrinkage number, and that is huge. That is significant.
And that's on top of the fact that you're having to pay more for the goods that you bring in because of inflation. That's hitting a lot of supermarkets too.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting the products that are in the shopping basket of the criminals, if you like. A lot of the problems we have are from career criminals. So there's gangs and there's organised people that are in the stores, and they will attend with a shopping list. Meats, household products, it's higher value things that they're looking for, and it will be things that they can sell on readily. So
we're actually in the meat section here, so sure. Is this something that they would sell on then?
Absolutely. Meat's always been one of those that you see in the local pub and you get offered it. And it will be the higher value joints, you know, such as this sirloin joint we have here. That's easily concealable.
And is it just organised crime, or are there people doing it as well because of the cost of living and how difficult it is for them to buy essential goods like food?
You know, if it was nappies and essential, real core essentials, the argument would lay with the cost of living, but it's certainly not that at the moment.
So have you had to invest in security, extra personnel to make sure, just even monitor cameras?
Absolutely. Allocated a significant budget towards recruiting a security team. We've also gone and searched out technology that can help protect ourselves and provide that security team with the tools they need to help protect ourselves. So we've significantly invested far above what we've ever done before.
One of the big things the British Retail Consortium has said that actually a lot of staff have been abused by people who are stealing, and it's quite dangerous.
Absolutely. Our security team are licensed, which means they do have powers of restraint and control. And so they're trained and they're capable of doing that. But the law actually prohibits them from doing too much. If a thief wants to leave and is showing that desire to leave, we cannot stop them.
Matthew Hunt, thank you so much for joining us in Marketplace.
Thank you very much.
And that's it from the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. Our producer today was James Graham. Our editor is Joe Critcher, and I'm Leanna Byrne. Have a great day. Have a great weekend.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.